Welcome back, Cracked fans. We are here live at the Phoenix Country Club, host of this week's 2023 Phoenix Challenger, and I am joined by one of our first quarterfinalists here on Friday, the current world number 134, but a man who reached a career high of number 29 back in August 2020. Welcome onto our show, Jan-Leonard Struff. Jan-Leonard, thank you for taking the time to join us here today. Let's just start with your match. How do you feel you performed today? Obviously knocking out Tanasi Kokkinakis. Pretty good win.
Yeah, thanks, first of all, for having me here. It was a good match, I would say. Tanasi is such a good player, and he beat me some weeks ago on Challenger in Bahrain. And three sets was a very tough battle, tough match. And I knew I have to play good tennis today, and very, very happy with the way I played today, the way I served, the aggression I put on court. So, yeah, very, very happy to be in the quarters.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you are a player who has the big serve, has the big weapons, someone who plays on his terms regardless of what the opponent is doing. I'm curious, though, today, when you face a guy like Tanasi who has similar types of weapons to you, what are you doing to take those weapons away from him? How are you able to, you think, break his rhythm here today?
Yeah, he has strong strokes. He has a very, very big forehand, I think, forehand inside out. He serves pretty well. Backhand can be very, very solid, I think. For me it was very important to serve very well today. I was not serving that great in Bahrain when we played, so
sure.
I got a break there first game, which got him a bit ahead straight mm-hmm. away, which was not very good for the game for me. And today I managed to break him early, mm-hmm. so. He's such a good player. We don't need to talk about that. If he would be he would be much, much higher the last couple of years if he were able to play. But he was injured so many times, and he's such a good player. I like to watch him. I saw so many matches of him playing Australian Open with a crowd. So I have huge respect for his game and for the guy he is.
I appreciate the kind words for him. I will now say some kind words about you, because again, watching you play, and why would you listen to our Cracked Rackets podcast, but you've been a Cracked Rackets favorite over the years, and you know, certainly it's noticeable what you've done from a scheduling perspective over the past year, going to play challenger level events. And I know some of that is dictated by the ranking, but I'm curious, 40-20 you are now overall in your last 52 weeks. I always say when you're winning 2/3 of your matches, something must be going right. Obviously, I know the ranking's probably not where you want it to be, but I'm curious how you feel about your level, you know, 30 years old, 3 months here into this 2023 season.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of a change. The last couple of years I was on ATP Tour playing a lot of main draws, matches, big courts, and very, very nice facilities. Everything was pretty nice always, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes it's not that easy to go a step category wise down. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of challenger events which are pretty nice. Here, for example, it's a new event with 175. Yeah. Even though it was 125 last year, they're doing an amazing job here. Mm-hmm. And I'm very pleased and happy to be here. It's very, very nice. Yeah. Organized, courts are good. We have a nice country club here, so that's definitely one of the better ones, mm-hmm. 100%, and I'm very thankful to be here. There are some challenger events which are not that amazing, you know, which trying to do a great job for sure, but which is not that easy sometimes. It's kind of on the mental side. It's when you play a bit more money in the first rounds, you get less money and less points. Mm-hmm. It's quite complicated. It needed maybe a bit change in the mindset to be able to perform pretty better it took maybe a bit time.
Yeah.
I need to admit, maybe it's yeah, that's what I yeah need to admit. It's not, it wasn't that easy at the beginning to when you used to play really big events to
sure.
to go a bit down, and I need to say all players which are coming up are
yeah.
very strong. I feel like the yeah, the level of the players improved so much more. There's like so many good players ranked, maybe not have not a ranking on the top 100, but I feel like they're playing much better, much more physical, much more stronger, faster than I used to know that when I played challenges like 2013, 14, 15,
yeah.
like this. It changed a lot. That's my feeling. Like the Challenger Tour and all the players coming up are very good,
yeah.
good players. And if you have like a little less percentage in your game, you will lose. Yeah, it's easy like this.
Yeah. No. Well, it's fascinating to hear you say that because for a couple of reasons. And correct me if I'm wrong. Your birthday is April 25th, right?
Correct.
The reason I know that, it's my younger brother's birthday as
nice.
Well. And so, yeah, so it's always stuck with
easy,
me.
Yeah?
Yeah,
easy,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think he's a decade younger than you, for what it's worth. It's just like exact, because you're 92, right?
I'm 90.
Oh, 90.
90,
okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Even
already
better.
A bit older. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sure. No,
yeah.
But let me tell you, much younger in spirit than
yeah.
he is. And so, you know, the reason I bring all of that up is to say, and again, I say this lovingly, sometimes when I watch you play, I feel like you're someone who plays to the level of their competition in both a good and a bad way. So what I mean by that is, you know,
I understand. Yeah.
I think, yeah, the 2019 yeah. Federer match where, like, that was a really good match you played at Wimbledon and it was on serve in the first strike versus, like, sometimes mm-hmm. that challenger first round, it can be a little more difficult. Is it easier for you now to find your best tennis early in the event, earlier in an event? And you talk about the rise of the level of play on the challenger circuit. You know, do you feel as though you are still getting better at this point of your career?
Yeah, I mean, we need to say Center Court Wimbledon
yeah.
or Challenger somewhere on court 3.
Yeah.
It's not that
different.
Fancy. It's
yeah,
not
sure.
that it's not that amazing. Like mm-hmm. Sometimes it's yeah, you have no hawkeye, you have yeah. sometimes bad calls and maybe some ball kids are not very trained
sure.
and there's like some factors you can easily get a bit like, oh man, I played ATP Tour.
Yeah, sure.
What's going on here? Like, it's easy for your mind to work like this, and there's where you need to kind of switch a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always important to have a lot of respect for everyone because
sure.
ball kids, for example, they're doing the best they can. Like, small kids, like, I would never insult them.
Yeah.
No chance, no
course.
Chance.
Yeah.
I see players like very mad getting at some, but I don't like that. And yeah, same. So this is what I talked about. It's a kind of mindset switch
sure.
you need to understand. Yeah, okay. You're not playing the great events.
Yeah.
Great events at this, but you need to fight back for this and you need 100%.
Yeah.
And otherwise, if you give 1% less, you lose.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
what I said because the level is much higher. But I think you have always time to improve your game
okay.
as much. And I feel like I had the first time like 2 or 3 weeks preseason this year for the first time because Davis Cup wasn't that late.
Yeah.
So I felt really, really good
mm-hmm.
about this. And I get a lot of practice days in. And so maybe that's one of the reasons why I play now maybe better level and feel more
sure.
consistent in game.
Yeah. No, I love to hear that. And, you know, again, you're able to win a couple of challengers at the end of last year, able to make, I think, a quarterfinal. Was it Sofia was where you made that quarterfinal?
Yeah, yeah.
Something I remember being on the broadcast for it. I don't remember what city it was in. But, you know, again, more broadly, as you look moving forward with your game, what are the things you are focused on so that you can play your best every time you step onto the court now here in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, you talked about that. Serve is a pretty much weapon.
Yeah,
sure. One of the best strokes in my game. So I need to get the percentage up.
Okay.
To, yeah, then everything works a bit easier. If you
mm-hmm.
get some free points. I'm a tall guy. I like to grind as well,
yeah.
to run. But I kind of have a game with a bit sometimes shorter style of yeah. game, aggression to the net, mm-hmm. which isn't very important. So I feel like, if I have my serve going, mm-hmm. It's also mentally maybe for the opponent a bit tougher. Then he feels like, okay, I might not get a bit mm-hmm. many chances on his serve, which makes him struggle a bit with his service game.
Sure.
That's some parts which affect others. So it's very important for that. And one big key.
Well, I want to unpack that again. Final two questions for you before I let you go here. You talk about liking to grind a little bit. It's funny that you say that because I sometimes watch a play after a long point and I'll see a little smile sneak onto your face.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I didn't
like,
see, no.
I kinda, you didn't see it? No. Well, I felt like today especially when you were able to dig out of a couple corners with Tanasi, and maybe it's that matchup in particular, but how do you balance those two things? Grinding, finding your rhythm as a player with knowing like the best version of me though is big serve, big first strike. How do you balance those two things?
Yeah, I mean, today was, I need to say, it was pretty... I found a good balance, I would say, between hitting winners and going for big shots and making the ball, playing it in. And today it was a pretty good balance. Sometimes you don't have this balance that well, but today I felt very well with this. So sometimes you need to make the opponent play.
Yeah.
Definitely. Sometimes I know the same. Yeah. Every player is the same. If you see Novak and you play against him sure. and he's not missing, it drives you crazy.
Yeah.
And you feel like, oh no, I need to go for more. That makes you do the mistakes and him getting easy points. And sometimes he puts up such aggression as well. So that doesn't feel good as well. So you don't want to be too passive. But
sure.
That's kind of balancing this stuff. Yeah, it doesn't work every day, but you need to find a way to get this straight and right.
No, absolutely. Well, then my last question for you, obviously after this, I know you're headed to Miami. I know we were talking beforehand. First of all, kids are doing well. Your wife is doing well. Family is all okay.
Yeah, all good.
And I'm curious with that in mind, I've been on the road for 6 of the past 7 weeks. And like, I'm starting to think, well, Jan-Lennard Struff's on the road for 13 out of 15 weeks, and maybe he gets home to Germany during those 2 weeks. Maybe, just maybe. I'm curious, at this stage of your career, do you make more time to go home? And what will that schedule look like for you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, two kids at home, it's different. Yeah. Before I was without kids and still girlfriend, but it's much more commitment
sure.
in this way. I want to be there. I have to be there, both in the same way. And I like to be there as well. So, it's you have to, same as with the shots there, like you have to balance it a bit. Yeah, I mean, sometimes my girlfriend is telling me, okay, she's so tired, and we try to figure out, okay, there's a week I can be at home, help her a bit. She has lovely help from her parents as well, and from my parents, so that's pretty good. And but still, I want to be there, see my kids, and I feel like they're coming some tournaments with me. They were like in Pau in France
sure.
before coming to Yes, but I told them, yeah, I'm going to Yes, and it's better if you come this week, then we see us a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit easier.
Sure.
But sometimes on tournaments, not that easy if just my girlfriend and the two kids are coming, because I kind of want to spend time with them.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of want to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a kind of conflict a bit. If you want to go and play the best tennis, you have to think just on your own and sure. try to recover. But at the same time, I don't like that because when they're with me, I always plan much time with them,
sure.
have dinner, playing a bit with them. So. Yeah, I want to do this. Otherwise, I would feel bad and I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah.
So, it's a kind of thing you need to get used to, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they are coming to Miami now, and I'm very happy that they're coming. And we try to sneak in some tournaments. Sometimes, like in Germany, it's most easy.
Yeah,
we drive a car, Munich, Hamburg, Halle, Stuttgart. We can easily do.
Mm-hmm.
as well, they sometimes don't like to travel that much because there's nothing to do sometimes at tournaments for them. It's
no
like
kidding.
Getting them out of the environment, mm-hmm. which like kindergarten at home and friends and a bit, it's sometimes boring for them,
sure.
you know, because I'm always gone. They don't have that many contact persons.
Yeah.
They can still see something, but sometimes it's easier for them to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And I play two or three tournaments, be home 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay.
Easier.
Yeah.
Much easier. Spend quality time at home with them instead of, sometimes it's easier, like if your tournament's 2 weeks and say, okay, I need to play the next tournament, you go 2 or 3 days home.
Got it.
Sometimes before I would say, okay, I practice 3 days there.
Yeah, and then
but
I'll...
That changed a bit as a parent, like,
sure.
Okay, I want to be, this 2 days I sometimes go home.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need to put the commitment mm-hmm. to say, okay, no chance now.
Yeah.
I want to practice very hard these days, mm-hmm. but I have totally understanding at home, that which is pretty nice.
Yeah, no, first of all, I appreciate your honesty with that answer,
yeah, sure.
because that's something we just don't hear a lot about, what the sacrifices you have to make in that role. But my last question for you then, with all of that in mind, well, I guess part A is, will we see a future doubles pairings, the Struff kids, where they're going to be out there on tour? Should we expect?
I don't know.
They have your height and, I assume, your girlfriend's athleticism.
Let's see. It's just, first of all, it's not a really sacrifice. It's a wonderful thing, and it's great to have them with me. Or I'm very, very happy mm-hmm. both ways. If I see them, if I play good, and we find a good balance right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to play tennis.
Yeah.
They can do.
Yeah,
if
okay.
they don't want to,
love that too.
They don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to have them do a bit sports.
Yeah, sure.
Some athletic.
Yeah.
things or some soccer, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever they like, they can do, but just be like, they have to move their body a bit.
Yeah, no, I love to hear it. Well, then my last question for you, all of that in mind, goals for 2023. What do you hope to accomplish here this season?
Yeah, I mean, it was very tough for me to not play in Davis Cup this tie because I injured in Australia. And it was pretty tough because I played all ties since 2016 and want to be back in September for sure and want to come back to top 100, of course. Yeah, definitely want to play some more good years, try to improve the game.
Yeah,
let's
sure.
see. It's not one goal I say I need to be there at this ranking. No, I just want to have fun, enjoy, play. I'm 33 years old. That's a limited time I can play. So I want to have fun.
33 years young, let the record show. 33 years young.
For an athlete, it's like not that young.
Yeah, that's his words, not mine. But again, the most crazy part about what I'm about to say, quarterfinalist Jan Lennart Struff coming through qualifying this week in Phoenix. Absolutely.
Strong field, yeah.
Very strong field,
yeah.
right? And nice country club, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck to you tomorrow, and always appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you so much.